I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of All by the Popcorn. I'm Emily.
And I'm Alessandra.
And today, we have another toppings. And a happy belated birthday, Alessandra.
Thank you. In this toppings, I'm 30 now.
Whoa!
Yeah, by feeling
we're
it's great.
30-year-old lady.
We're both 30. Yeah.
Yeah, we are. We are 30-year-old ladies.
I've had an excellent week too. It has just been so nice.
Tell us about it.
Well, I got back. I think in the last toppings, I chatted about my trip to the UK, which was fun.
Yes.
Then I had about a week and we did some stuff over the weekend, like did a bunch of running and, hung out with friends and stuff. And then on Monday of last week, I volunteered for the Boston Marathon. So it was like, I woke up at 3:30 in the morning. And I left the house about 4, and on my way through the city to volunteer, I didn't see a single person until I got almost to the volunteering spot. It was pretty wild because, oh, wow. Like, it was dark, you know, and I live in a pretty dense area, and so I'm constantly seeing people. And the fact that I was walking in the middle of the park, and there was some people in the distance, like, setting up stuff for the marathon, but... I didn't see anyone. And I was like walking through the garden, like looking behind every bush. Like, is there going to be someone that's going to pop out and try to like attack me or something? But no, nothing happened. It was just very odd being the only one in the park.
Yeah, that probably seemed a little eerie.
It did.
Especially with how hustle and bustle Boston seems to be.
Yeah. So I got to my volunteer spot with my friends. There was 5 of us doing it. It was so fun. We did the bag check, which is like basically these giant lockers in the form of buses. So we had to set up our bus by taping up a bunch of signs, and we had numbers like 22-100 to like 23-100. And it was like, that's a lot. That's like 1,000 different numbers, but like not 1,000 mm-hmm. people dropped off their stuff. It was just several hundred people who would bring their bibs before they got on the buses to drive to the start line. And we were kind of closer. We were right down the street from the finish line. So once they finished, they could come and grab their stuff from the bus. So it was pretty crazy. I sent you a video of it, of me grabbing bags from the windows of this bus and placing them in the correct, like, number wise based on whatever bib number they had. So it was pretty funny. Like, people just hand us like all these big plastic bags and we would just like throw them in the seats, and we'd have to organize them, you know, in some way for the later people who were going to give back the bag check bags, later shift. So it was pretty crazy in the bus. Like, I mean, the people on the bottom were just like saying hey to all of the runners and wishing them luck, and then, you know, like just grabbing their information and then giving it to us. But it was several intense hours, but it was very fun.
Yeah, it looked like it was a lot of work. You guys were really organizing those bags.
Yeah, and like I literally was like going back and forth between bus like seats. Like, I dreamt about it the night before, like the night after. Like, it was just going up and down a school bus, like back and forth, and like my knees were like banging on everything. But
oh yeah, oh yeah, with how cramped school buses can be. Oh,
exactly. Yeah. So it was very funny. But it was a good time. And then, you know, went out to breakfast with my friends, and then I came home and took a nap because I had waken up. I'm up so early. And that was a good time. So I hope you join me next year for that. And then
yeah, it sounds fun.
Yeah, the next day was the last day of my birthday, like the last day of my 20s. That's what I did. And then the next day was my actual birthday. Danny took me out to sushi at this new sushi place that's like really fancy and has like the sushi where you're supposed to taste the fish. So, you know, which is good because it's like really authentic and everything, you know, and really expensive, but it was fun. It was a nice time.
Yeah,
and then I just had a birthday party last night, which was very cute. We rented a movie theater and just did like a little small showing, and we watched 13 Going on 30 with my friends.
Whoa, that's fun.
Yeah, and I wore the dress that she wears in the movie.
Yeah, your eyeshadow was, I was dying.
Oh my god, thanks. Yeah, I had to do it like that, you know, just kind of like blue.
You had like Barbie eyeshadow on. It was like.
Yep, yeah, I put sparkles too.
Oh my goodness, so good. So good. It was like blue.
Yeah, it was blue eyeshadow with like black eyeliner and sparkles on top.
Mm-hmm.
I really felt like Jenna Rink.
Was really good. It was really good. And then were the cupcakes that were made the same ones from the birthday party in the movie, or were they? Is that just what they?
No,
like?
I just made them look like my dress. So I made.
Okay.
So I also spent yesterday making cupcakes all day long, which I'm not good at baking, so it was a little touch and go there for a minute. but I made chocolate cupcakes that were delicious. And then Laura, because Laura and Paulo came to visit us, they stayed with us for a few days. It was so nice from New York. Laura made the salted caramel that went on top of the cupcakes. And then I made some vanilla cupcakes. And then I made some buttercream frosting for those. And I did three different colors to match the dress, which is like green, blue, and purple. And then kind of put those on top of the cupcakes. And I didn't try the cupcake until this morning, and they were delicious. I was like, I don't know what I was worried about. Like, these are tasty.
Was it just like a box mix?
No, I made them from scratch. Like,
oh, from scratch.
Yes.
Okay.
I bought all the stuff to make them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, put them in their little like tins and baked them. And so it took me like hours and hours because like we only have two tins, and one of them I didn't have any liners, and so one of them didn't they wouldn't come out very easily, unfortunately. So we kind of lost
even after like kind of spraying them.
Well, yeah, I put butter, but it was just like a not as good. It just wasn't as good. So I should you know, it is what it is. So I ended up taking about half that batch and mixing it up with the extra buttercream to make a cake pop batter, which is living in my fridge at the moment, not cake popped. But to be honest, I think I'm just going to just eat it with a spoon because it's like a moist cake in the fridge. And it's, oh my God, so delicious. Like I really don't bake often because I'm not good at following directions. So,
you're not?
I can't follow. I really don't do well with like instructions that need to have specific amounts of things. Especially when it's with cooking, I get kind of ahead of myself. Like with cooking, I just want to keep going, and I'm so experimental. I'll just do whatever I feel like, and that's not always the best option when you're baking because it's chemistry, so you need to do it correctly with the amounts that it says, you know. So I did my best, but it is chemistry, so you can very fuck true. It up.
You definitely can.
Yeah. So you are getting ready for your garage sale, right?
Yes. Next weekend is the garage sale. So I have been spending most of today, actually, organizing my stuff, organizing my garage, getting all of the stuff that we're going to sell kind of, you know, in a place in my garage that's easy to get to. So spent my morning kind of doing that and going to spend the rest of my day and probably little bits of this week kind of getting more stuff out there. We've got a pretty good pile so far. Casey went through their stuff and their stuff is out there and I'm going through my stuff. I have a lot of big items, so I'm not like too worried about not having enough stuff because it's like I have like furniture and I'm selling the garden tower and and things like that. I already have a buyer for the garden tower, so she's just gonna come and pick it up.
Great.
I'm just like kind of I took it apart during the week.
Yeah.
Last week and kill all the spiders that came out of it.
Yeah. It was an outside only item, so I can imagine there was a lot of spiders on it.
Oh yeah, lots of bugs, lots of really big nasty spiders. And it's just kind of in a pile in my backyard right now. I need to like rinse it off, and then I have a ton of boxes. I was gonna try and like kind of fit it into a box of some sort for her to come pick up. So I was gonna do that. And I'm just like finding all of my spare tables around. Like I have a patio table that I'm gonna use to like prop stuff up. I need to go through my jewelry and like Kimmy's jewelry and seeing what I want to sell. So it's just like a lot of more like nitpicky kind of going through things. So I'm going to try and do some of that today, before I get, you know, completely tired and no longer want to do anything, but I'll try.
The motivation has to stay.
Yes. It's been hard to stay motivated and like work on the garage sale stuff. And now I'm the weekend before and it's just like, okay, I can't procrastinate anymore. I need to get this done.
Yeah.
But anything I kind of miss as I'm going through my other stuff, I'm going to hopefully have another one at the end of May. So that if there's, you know, anything I missed, maybe I can try and sell it at the next one if I have enough stuff after this one. So I hope there's a good turnout. I'm
optimistic.
What's the word? Optimistic. There we go. I was like positive.
What?
Positive. I'm trying to be positive. Like, what's the word?
Yeah,
I know there's
optimistic.
A word for it. Yeah, optimistic. There you go. So thank funny. You, Alzana.
I was like, is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, I'm optimistic. I hope people like some stuff they like. I hope, you know, I have some fun things that, you know, people will also enjoy. I also got. I guess this is kind of an interesting thing to bring up, but you know, I'm excited about it. I got a mole removed.
Oh yes, how are you feeling about that?
Good. It's I'm pretty much just putting like some topical stuff on it twice a day now, and I'm taking an antibiotic. But yeah, I got some stitches, and it's on my temple. It's on my right temple. It's just a mole that I've had like my entire life.
Yep.
And I just didn't like looking at it anymore, and I wanted it gone. So I met with a dermatologist, and it was nothing like, you know, anything you get removed, they're gonna take a biopsy of it. So they're gonna get it tested. So like whatever. But okay. They said it looked pretty
average.
It looked normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like an average mole. It was just a big mole. I wanted it removed mostly for like cosmetic reasons. And I'd gotten another one removed, like, on another part of my face, like, a couple years ago. So I was like, okay, it's about time that this other one gets removed. But yeah, I think it's kind of in my hairline. So, and he was able to kind of cut it at a good angle and, you know, stitch it up to where he thinks it will scar, it'll scar nicely. And it'll look fine. It'll look natural enough. You know, it'll be a scar. But we'll see. And, but I'm happy. I'm happy it's gone. So now I just have to have to heal. I'm going to be going back in like 2 weeks to get the stitches removed.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm excited. I'm happy.
Good, good. Yeah, I mean, it's a big thing because you got to get used to looking at yourself, but you're ready to have it gone. And things are going up, I think, right now. Like, kind of feels like things are just changing. Obviously, with springtime, it's going forward for a lot of things. Like, it's kind of like a transformational time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really feeling that with a lot of people right now. And things are, like, growing where they were stagnant for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. But also, you know, like, we're getting ready for you coming soon-ish, like in a couple months, less than that.
Oh my gosh, like just over a month, like a month and a week.
Yeah, dude, I know. It's great.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, it's already late April. I'm like happy about it because I'm kind of tired of this cold, but I'm also like, this year's going by already too fast, as it does every year.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, these, oh my God, April went by so fast. It's literally insane. It's, and then these months are just going to start going by even faster. I got my, tarot cards read for the first time.
That's last right. Weekend. Yes.
That was pretty fun.
Tell us what did they say? You told me briefly, but so there was like a big spread, right? Bunch of cards.
Yes. So I did the full reading. So that was like 12 cards or something, right? And for 15 cards, I think. And it was at this Witch's Brew Night Market in Santa Ana.
I've never even heard of that. That's awesome, though.
Yeah, I just sometimes I go on to the OC events website and see kind of what's happening. It's always up to date and it's always got some fun stuff on it. And it had the night market on there, and I was like, this is cool. I don't go to Santa Ana enough, and you know, I'll go check this out. And I was hanging out with a friend that day, and so I was like, let's go check this out. And yeah, so we both got a full card reading, and it was, so he kind of, as he pulled cards, he kind of like worked off of them and kind of told a little bit of a story, and he kind of just talked around a lot of the themes of like, I have people in my life who are, you know, wanting me to follow their plan and follow like their direction. And it's like, it's either their way or the highway, which thinking about this is very true for some people in my life that I love dearly, but can be a little overbearing. Mm-hmm. Not going to get into it, but there are decisions I am making for myself that I know are good for me. And, you know, I'm very clear with my intentions and my wants and my needs. And I know what's good for myself, and I'm good at setting boundaries.
Yep.
And he kind of like just talked a lot around that, like, you know, patience and you know, just kind of knowing what's right for me. That's kind of the gist of what he said. I was like, okay. And I was like, that was pretty cool. It seemed pretty spot on for most of it. So I thought that was really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It leaves you optimistic sometimes, which is good.
Yeah. And it was really cool seeing a lot of the cards. He had a really cool, deck of cards that was really pretty. And then proceeded to spend copious amounts of money because I like supporting small businesses. So I definitely,
sure. Yeah.
But so you saw all the earrings I bought, but for some reason, cool. I was on an earring kick. I got some really cool ones that just kind of like, hang over your ear. They don't like go, they're not like a post that goes through your earlobe. It's like they kind of hang over the top and they like kind of hang behind your ear. If that's easy enough to imagine.
Yeah.
But got two sets of those. They're very light and I think they're very fun because I wanted something a little bit different. So I don't always like putting earrings through my earlobe because my earlobes can be a little sensitive to earrings sometimes. And then I found some others that looked basically just like, our SJM girlies, our ACOTAR girlies. I got a pair that seriously look like earrings that you would wear to like Starfall. Like yeah, they look,
they're pretty.
They
epic.
Like they are the most like ACOTAR coated earrings. And they're so cute. They're like a little star. And then they have like, a cool chain that like hangs under, like kind of like a loop.
Yeah.
And they're pretty awesome. And I got some cool hoops, which I don't really wear all that often. So I was trying to like get some different, cause usually I just get studs. I don't normally go too out there with my earrings. I usually get very simple, kind of like minimalist kinds, but I wanted something a little different. And I thought these were really pretty.
Nice. But, yeah. No, I like them.
Should we take a quick break?
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, we have returned.
And I didn't send you a picture yet, Alessandra, but I went thrifting yesterday.
That's right, the corduroy dress.
Yes, so I went with my friend from work. He hadn't seen my house yet that I've been living in for 4 years already.
Wow, we saw your house, huh?
Emily, yes, you guys have probably heard on previous episodes, Kiefer, he's been on a couple of our episodes. He and I hung out yesterday and we went thrift shopping. And he was like, I haven't even seen your house and you're about to move out of it. Yep. And I was like,
it's going.
Okay, you need to come out and see it then. So he came out to Orange County and we hung out. So we mostly hung out like kind of like an old town Orange, looking around the thrift shops and the antique malls. It's really hard to find like there are tons of thrift shops now, but they really upcharge a lot of things now. Like
yeah.
If they're,
yeah,
it's crazy.
They gotta make money. It's like their rents are so freaking expensive.
I mean, I get that, but you're also getting this product
that's
for like nothing.
I know.
Yeah, it's secondhand, and you're getting it for like nothing. So I'm just like, so this place was kind of like a Buffalo Exchange type of thing where you can bring your clothes in, and then they'll give you like a store credit, or they'll give you cash.
Sounds expensive.
Yeah, but maybe if I can't sell some of my stuff, maybe I'll see about bringing it there. To kind of get some cash for it.
Yeah.
But that or I think Uptown Cheapskate in Placentia does that too.
Mm, okay.
So we'll see. So I have some options. But yeah, so the corduroy dress, I had been wanting to get like an overall dress, and I think I might still get one from Lucy and Yak at some point, just because I like their products. This was actually an Urban Outfitters corduroy,
oh,
like mini dress.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's a really cute, just like, it's got like buttons up the side and it kind of has like that pinafore almost kind of look. So you could wear like long sleeve shirts under it or like short sleeve shirts and stuff like that. So you could still like layer it with things.
Perfect.
But it's not like an overall, like it's not over, it's just a corduroy like dress. And it's got like some cute buttons up the side and it fits really well. And it's just kind of like a cute little mini dress. And it's kind of got like a sandy, like tan kind of color, like not like brown, but not like yellow, kind of like in between. And it's very cute. I'll take a picture and send it to you later. And so it's from the first place. And then we went to this really cool place called McFly's that I hadn't been to.
Like Marty McFly?
Yeah, like Marty McFly. It kind of had like that 80s kind of vibe. Yeah. Like there were lots of fun colors and stuff on the walls. And this place was kind of like the stuff that they collected was more kind of, they had some interesting pieces, but they also kind of had some staples. So it was kind of like a good mix of stuff. So I got this really cool, like kind of athletic wear type of like windbreaker type of material vest. Mm-hmm. It's just like a little zip up vest.
Yeah.
And it's
good for running.
And it's got like, yeah, I thought it'd be really good for, you know, running or, you know, it just being out if I'm going somewhere and I just happen to be wearing like more athletic wear, having pockets. So I thought that would be good. And I've never gotten anything kind of like this, before, like in my wardrobe, so I thought it was a nice, cool little fresh new piece. And it has some fun, like it kind of has like a vintage, like kind of 80s or like 90s vibe. It's got like it's got some fun stripes on it. Like it's got a big block of light blue and then like
light retro,
like a small stripe of dark blue. Yeah, like retro. So it's like light blue, dark blue, and white.
Nice.
And just kind of like different size stripes. So it was really cute. And then I found like the find of the season. It was a pair of black skinny jean Madewell jeans.
For
$10, Alessandra.
Those are like $150.
They are in fact.
And they fit
100,
you?
100. Yes.
Wow.
And I am always struggling to find like a good pair of like thrifted black skinny jeans or just thrifted black jeans in general, because I tend to like the darker black jean look and not like the faded black jean look. It depends. If they were like a faded black jean look but in a specific style, maybe I'd like a more faded, but I kind of like a more like darker black. So these were perfect. And again, $10.
Wowza. You won that one. You won.
I know. So I was like, these, you're coming with me. I was like, you're coming with me.
You're coming with me.
And they were on the new arrivals. Like, racks too. Like I had looked through pretty much most of the women's section and then I didn't even see the new arrivals until like I was going over to check out with my vest and I was like, oh, new arrivals. I mean, I should just check these out right now. And it's like, cause while you're thrifting, you kind of have to look at everything in order to find that one good thing. So I think I came away with some really great finds. Didn't spend too much, but got some really great stuff. And then I tried, I don't know if you've been seeing on TikTok or anywhere else, but there's a Korean dessert that's trending right now called Tungulu.
Oh.
And it's basically fresh fruit, just like kind of dipped in like a sugary syrup. So it's like it's hardened.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a hardened sugar coating over just like fruit. So strawberries, grapes, mandarin oranges.
Sugar coated.
Pineapple. Yeah. And there is a place at the source that has that.
Okay.
Not as many of the things that I want. Like, I want to try pineapple and I want to try, like, they're pretty popular with, like, what are they called?
like it's a type of green grape, but it's like a really big green grape.
Oh,
but I think
my
it's
God.
Called a
mess. That sounds
a mess,
good.
A mess something. It starts with an M.
I bet like something called. That's more tart would be better with that because like that's so sweet. Just having like a sugar coating, you know, it's like a hard sugar, glossy sugar, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mesc, what are they called? Like green grapes,
like large Whatever, green grapes.
Yeah, like a large. I don't even know if they're grapes, but I think they are. I think they're.
You gotta go try some, dude.
Large green grapes. I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
But they had green grape ones, mandarin, and then strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I had one of each because
oh, that sounds
like,
so good.
I was like, this is happening.
This is perfect for you. You love fruit.
I do love fruit. I very much love fruit.
I don't love fruit, but I will eat a... I like that strawberries and blueberries and grapes, but I only really like green grapes. And I like apples, but I only really like green apples.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I like black... I like all kinds of berries. I'm a big berry fan.
I love citrus. I love mango,
sure.
Oranges, pineapple, passion fruit.
Like, yeah.
I love...
I don't like eating those things by themselves. Like, I'm, like, so, like, I don't reach for fruits to eat, like, as they are. Like, unless it's, like, a grape. You know, it's, like, I don't, you know, even, like, plums, and they taste delicious, and, like, nectarines. I love a good nectarine. 'Cause it's, like, a harder plum. It's, like, a tartar plum or tartar peach, you know? Like, they taste good to me if they're not going to, like, dribble all over my face. Like, nectarines typically don't, so. But, like, honestly, I can never find, like, a good nectarine. Like, unless I'm in Italy. So, like, generally, I don't eat fruit. It's just not something
that
I go for.
Oh, my
for.
Gosh. Fresh figs. Those are so good, too.
Yeah, see,
and
that's,
the melons.
I don't. Nope. No melon for me. You're
God, The melons we had in
Italy.
Oh God,
remember when we were driving behind that truck and all the melons fell off of the truck and we were cracking up about it? Because we were going through that wiggly, like we were wiggling around and we were watching this truck in front of us and it had tons and tons of melons on it. We were like, these melons are going to fall off. And sure enough, we spun around a corner so fast that several of the melons fell off of the truck.
They sure did. They sure did. Yeah. That was something that happened when we were in Italy.
Yeah, a lot of things happen in Italy. It is, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, lots of things happen. That was a great trip. I think about it all the time.
Yeah. Oh, when you move here, it'll be way easier for us to travel to Europe and go visit places.
That's very true. That's very true. I'm very excited for all the possibilities.
You know, it's kind of dumb whenever I hear anybody say the word possibilities. I'm just going to end this toppings with this hilarious anecdote about my brain. There was like a Olive Garden like ad for a long time when, I don't know, we were teens. And it was like you could have unlimited pasta or something. And they were like, imagine the possibilities. And so anytime anyone says possibility, my brain goes, the possibility.
Oh,
and that thing has
gosh.
Stuck with me for years. And I'm like,
I can see that. Wow. I don't even know if I've ever seen this commercial you're talking about.
Imagine the possibilities. I think that's what they said in the ad.
Oh my God. That's kind of brilliant, actually.
It is. And the fact that it's stuck with me for probably over a decade, that is the real, like, you know, it's really ingrained into my brain because of that. Like, that's some good advertising right there.
Yeah. Whoever made the advertisement, they're good. They're good. I hope they're making tons of money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now they probably moved on.
Yeah. You mean like they're dead?
No. That they move on to bigger and better, bigger advertising contracts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Bigger and breader things.
Okay, that's it. We got to stop this podcast now. Oh, that was hilarious.
Okay, that was the topics, everyone.
Oh, that was so good.
Wow. Oh, man. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. We also have our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.